Shir Lamed Gimel Yom Dalet Parshas Korach.
Omar Rav Yehuda. Suka Asuya Kemovui. Sugo asuye kemovui. Ksheiro. Even if the walls are not near each other, it's kosher. Va'oisoy tefach ma'amidoy lechol ruach sheyirtze. The aloch of shlishis afilu tefach, he could put where he wants. So that's the shittas Rav Yehuda. Sugo asuye kemovui ksheiro. Voice tefach ma'amidoi lechol ruach sheyirtze. Gemi ma'amid lechol ruach sheyirtze. Rav Simon v'yisem Rav Yeshua ben Levi Yoma. Oise lo ypas arba v'mashu v'ma'amidoi pochas mishloi shosomuch ladeifen. Lechol pochas mishloi shosomuch ladeifen kelov udomi. So Rav Yehuda holds ma'amidoi lechol ruach sheyirtze. And Rav Simon holds Oise pasarba v'ma'aminoi v'shloi shosomuch ladoifen v'chol shloi shosomuch ladoifen kelov udomi. Freg di gemore maishno oso min asuka dat is kemin gam de k'omar saigile betefach shoichek u'maishno oche de k'omar bo ye pasarba. Why here is bo ye pasarba? Hosom di ikish nitfanes kilchosom saigile betefach shoichek. Okay, the leke steht fannes, ike pas arba ein, iloi loi. So the Gemara said in Sukkah, Suyek, and Mavui, we have two shittas. The first shita is, you have two walls, Kemavui, one against each other, you put a pas arba, chol ruach sheyirtze. And the second one holds, you do pas arba, and you do a lovut. In a second we'll go back to the machlekes. Omar Rove. Rove goes back to a regular sukkah that you do tefach soichek. You do a tefach. Ve'eino niteres elo betzuras ha-pesach. Ve'eino niteres elo betzuras ha-pesach. Rove is mechadesh that the aloche that tefach helps is only with tzuras ha-pesach. Rashi learns, you take the tefach, you divide it to two, and you put a half of the tefach in the beginning, a half of the tefach in the end, and you put a tzuras ha-pesach on top. Azei Rove learns pshat in the aloche of shlishis afilu tefach. You make from that shlishis afilu tefach a tzuras ha-pesach. How you make the tzuras ha-pesach? You take the tefach, you divide it to two, and you make a tzuras ha-pesach. Loshen Rashi. Omar Rove ve'ene niteres elo b'tzuras ha-pesach be'iru v'inomar yichidom b'tzuras ha-pesach kone mikan v'kone mikan al gabeyem ve'oche ke Omar Rove the tefach she'shoninu be'braise she'matir b'doifen shlishis eino matir elo im ken aso lo'oysoy tefach tzuras ha-pesach על פני כל הדויפן כולוי, כיצד? קונה של חצי טפח אצל היועצה, וקונה של חצי טפח במקצוע שכנגדוי, וקונה על גבי מזה לזה. הבא לי כאילו כל הדויפן סוסום, דפסח שיש לי צורס הפסח, סתימה מעל יסי. וזהו טפח שאומרו. So Rove in the first lishna holds, you have to make also tzuras ha-pesach out of that tefach, chatzi tefach mikan v'chatzi tefach mikan. As a diuk in Rashi, that chatzi tefach mikan v'chatzi tefach mikan and then kone al pnei kuloi is not only b'shiur zayin tfochim. If lama zogin, the long one is 10 tfochim. And then you have the second one 7. The other one also has to be 10. So you make chatzi tefach, tzuras ha-pesach, and then you put down the other part. You can make the tzuras ha-pesach only 7. Loshen Rashi was in the Rishonim amidayek. Ve'oise tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kuloi. Why? We'll explain later why it has to be like that. Shoyse tzuras haPesach al pnei kuloi, but the tzuras haPesach has to be al pnei kuloi. So the first pshat of Rava, he took the tefach, he divided it to two, and he made a tzuras haPesach. Why it's a modnezach? Tzuras haPesach made from a shtickel of chatzit tefach lekan vechatzit tefach lekan. We'll have to explain it, Be'ez Hashem, how it works exactly. We'll have to explain how it works exactly. It's not that you have to take the tefach and do a tzuras haPesach out of the tefach. It's veniteres nami b'tzuras haPesach. The pshat is, you have two ways to go. You could go with a tefach soichek, and then you have a wall, and you put a tefach soichek, and you have two walls, kamin gam, and then you put a tzuras haPesach, and then you make a tefach soichek in the third side, or you only do tzuras haPesach. And then Rashi says the tzuras haPesach does not have to be made out of the tefach. Then it's enough kone mikan v'kone mikan. So the first pshat of Rava is veniteres betzuras haPesach. You need to make a tzuras haPesach out of the tefach, and then it's kosher. You take the tefach and you make a tzuras haPesach from that tefach. From that tefach you make a tzuras haPesach, and then it's good. You take that tefach and from the tefach you make a tzuras haPesach. Half here and half here. Second pshat, veniteres nami betzuras haPesach or tefach kipshutoi, tefach soichek, or tzuras haPesach stam. Kone mikan v'kone mikan. The third lishne of Rove, Omar Rove v'tzricho nami tzuras haPesach. First you do tefach soichek, and then on the rest you do a tzuras haPesach. Again, what means the rest? Only the last three tfochim that are left, or the rest means to the end of the wall, the Rishonim, Medayek, and Rashi till the end of the wall. So we have three pshatim in Rove. Other veniteres betzuras haPesach, the tefach is betzuras haPesach. Or it's not the tefach betzuras haPesach, it's veniteres nami or the tzuras haPesach or tefach soichek, or v'tzricho nami, you do a tefach soichek and then you add a tzuras haPesach. Rabashi ashkech lav kane de kovi tefach soichek ve kovi tzuras haPesach. Omer lesoba malo odo rova rova veniteres nami betzuras haPesach, you don't need both. אמר לה, אני לא כאידוך לשני דרוב הסביר לי, ואמר רוב וצריך עונה מצורס הפסח. תפח שיחק with a תפח שיחק. צורס הפסח with a תפח שיחק. So Be'ez Hashem, these three sheetahs of Rove, there's a lot in the Rishonim, and we'll get back to it. I want to start from Tchilas HaSugya. And we'll learn today the Sugya, if Sukkah HaSugya Kemovui, that Rabbi Yudah holds that you do a tefach where you want and it's kosher, and Rab Simon holds you have to do pas arba and manicho yisomuch l'shloisha and it's kosher b'tziruf lov. Lama zen de gemore inside. Omar Rab Yudah suke asuye kemovu yiksheiro v'oiso tefach ma'amidu lechol ruach sheyirtze. Rab Simon v'yisem Rab Yeshua ben Levi Omar oiso loy pas arba ומשהו ומעמידוי בפוחס משלוש סמוך לדויפן וכל פוחס משלוש סמוך לדויפן כלוב ודומי פרק דגמור הקשה ומה ישנו הוסום in the sugi before when he had two walls like a L, כמין גם דקו אמר סייגה תפח סויחק that it's good ומה ישנו אוכה דקו אמר בואי פס ארבע. And the Gemara answers, I want to read the Gemara as if the Girsa of the Ran. Hosom deike shteitfanes ki ilchosom areivon sagi lebetefach soiche. Hoche deleke shteitfanes de areivon iike pas arba ein iloi loi. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. Why in the first sugya before that you had two walls like an L, then the aloche is what? Tefach soiche. Sukkah asuye kemovui. You have to have pas arba. And what the Gemara answers? There, it's areivon. This is called areivon. Two attached together, like an L. This is areivon. Mixed. Miloshen eruv. They're mixed together. Then, tefach soichek is enough. Here, that we don't have shtaim ke areivon, they're in two different sides, you need a pas arba with a lovu. What is the answer of the Gemara? Why? Why, when you have a sukkah shtaim ke ilchoson, then you can add a tefach seichik. When the first two are reivon, you can add a tefach seichik. When they're not a reivon, when the two are kemavui, then the halacha is you have to have a pas arba and a lovut. These are the words of the Gemara. This is the words of the Gemara. And it's a big, big machlekes rishonim with hundreds of nafkaminas how to understand the answer, what the Gemara says. What is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says words. Here we have shtayim ki areva, b'meile tefach seichek helps. Here we don't have shtayim ki areva, so tefach seichek doesn't help. What is the answer? What is the answer of the Gemara? So to explain that, we have two mehalachim. We'll start with the mehalach of the Ran. The Ran says that be'etzem we have a machlekes. One man the Omer holds that it's enough a tefach, and the second man the Omer holds you have to have pas arba with a lovut. Zog the Ran, and the Ran is be'etzem betchilas asugia. The Ran is betchilas asugi. The Ran speaks betchilas agmore davov amud beis. Tonu rabbonon. Shtaim keil chosom. What means shtaim keil chosom? Tiru sheyesh bekol achas shiur sholem. Umiyu. Ibeinen areivon oloi plukte de amiroi lekamon. Rabbi Yehuda de omar de besoka asuye kemovui. Sagi beshlis afilu tefach. Keil chosom loy mashma ela shiur. But there's no din areivon. L'Rab Simoin, the Omer de lo yisagel or bepas arba v'mashu ki ilchosoi tarti mashma areivon v'shiur sholem. V'ayin de amrin lekamon alibei de ikesh teitfaretz ki ilchosom sagel betefach soichek. Shteit in the Ran pshat. We have a machleikis if it's a din areivon or not. Hashem said shtaim ki ilchosoi v'shlish is tefach. Before we get to the Shlishis Tefach, when we say Shtaim Kiil Chosoi, what it means? Rav Yudah means two walls. Two walls. Rav Simon learns two walls like this. Like a L. The Aloch HaLamayish Misinai, two walls need to be attached. Machlekes Rav Yudah and Rav Simon in our sugya is, Rav Yudah holds walls do not need to be attached. And Rav Simon holds the walls need to be attached. As a Dina Raven, the walls need to be attached. That was his Nischadish in our Suge, that the walls need to be attached. This is the Chiddush of the Suge. You need Shtaim Ki Ilchosun. You need a Raven. Now, so Aloch Elimeshim Yisinai, the two walls need to be a Raven. You went and you built a Suke Kemavui. You don't have a reivon. You have one wall here and one wall here. Zog the Yehuda Beseder, who is not in a reivon. One wall here, one wall here. I need a piece, I will add it to one of them. Zog Rashi to every one of the four. To every one of the four, where you want, you can add it. Rashi says. Rav Simon holds it's a baya. But it's not a reivon. It's a halacha, two walls have to be a reivon. So how you take care of it? You take a pas arba, you put him near the wall betoch shloisho. How much you get now with the lovud? How much you have with the lovud? Seven. So you have a reiva now. So you got a reiva. So lefi Rabbi Yehuda, why you need pas arba betoch shloisho to get a reiva? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a reivon, so you have two walls, and then you put a little piece. Masha'engel if you have Simoin, that is a din a reivon. I need to get to a reivon. Val, I need to get to a reivon. The way I get to a reivon is I take a pas arba, I make a space, and the mele I have a reivon. So lefi deran. Back to our Gemara. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simon. What is Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simon? Rabbi Yehuda holds is no din areivon, and Rabbi Simon holds is a din areivon. So I want to be mamshich. So I'm asking you a shaila now. So lefi Rabbi Simon, but listen carefully. Suke asuye kemavui. I have a pas arba and a lovut. Where is my two walls now? Where is my two kosher walls? I have two walls, and then I put a pas arba with a lovud. We are my two walls. These two are the ones that are like hell now. Where's my two good walls, Mefir of Simon? What? There. As I zog the Mishneh Brure, Kilachariyat. And Tov Reish Lamed, Seif Gimel, Mishneh Brure Seif Kotten, Yud Dalet, I think. Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. And here you need pas dalet. Hoso mashtei tfanes smuches leadodi dai beshlishi tefach. Mashein gem beze shem rechoikim ze mize al ken tzorich lasis doifen shel dalet forchim v'mashu leamidoi bepochis migimel somuch ladoifen dehavi kelovud v'nechshav kedoifen sholem somuch ladoifen. וממילא גם בזה יש לתפן לסמוך אז להדודי כמו היא למעלו שר הציון אוי סיוד א' רן so that Mishnebura took the run and when he explained why here you need a pas dalet you need a reivon if you need a reivon if you don't have a reivon it's not good so in a regular sukkah I have a reivon so I need shlishis tefach here that I don't have a reivon I take a pas dalet I make a lovut, so now where's my two good walls? Zog de chazanish. So barazeh, you could break now the third wall, really. So you could break the third wall. You could break the third wall, zog de chazanish. You don't need a third wall anymore. And what you'll do, you have a mavui, and you put here a pas arba. You could break all of this wall, take a tefach, put it in the other side, and you have already three walls. You don't need this whole four wall, really. You don't need that wall. My two walls are now this wall and the pas arba. These are my two walls. These are the areivon.
What is the areivon? The pas arba.
Pas arba with the love. What is the areivon with one of the walls? No, the other side is far away. It's not the zayin. The other side is far away. Memele, I have a love with a sheva here, and here's my two walls. Why not? It's a chiddush, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, but this is the chiddush. The Mishneh Brura explained. In a normal sukkah, you do a little bit. Why? Because I have shtayim. Here, I don't have shtayim. I need to get the shtayim. So how I get the shtayim, zog the chazanish, I take the pas arba, I put him samuch lakoisel belovut, and now I have shtayim. I have a lovut. Not again, I have two walls, they're not a raven. Shh, very simple. I have two walls, they're not a raven. Rav Yudah holds is no din a raven, I just need a third one. Add them where you want and everything is good. Rav Simon Zog Deran is Mechadesh, is a din a raven. So I don't have a raven. So what I do, I take four, I put it samuch shloisho, I get a raven here. So where's my two good walls now here? Now, I don't need another good wall. So lemoshul, how I'll get another good wall? I could break all of this wall, take a pefach, put it in the other edge of the mavui, samuch shloisho, and I'll have a daven shlish is there. If I want, I could. I mean to say, I don't need this wall. I don't need this wall. Shlishis Tefach has to stand in the right places. Say, we'll find in the right place where to stand. But where's my two good walls? Nahainu. I want to be madgish. The Shita Saran is that Rav Yudah was mechadesh a chidush that is called Areivon. The walls of Sukkah need to be Areivon. How much walls need to be Areivon? It's like, how much walls need to be Areivon? How much walls need to be Areivon? Two walls need to be a raven. Two walls need to be a raven. After I have two walls a raven, the rest I don't care. We'll go weiter. So what will happen if a person has a sukkah? A person has a sukkah with four walls. A person has a sukkah with four walls. Every wall is 10 tefachim. Every wall is 10 tefachim, 20 tefachim, 30 tefachim. One wall on this side, one wall on this side, one wall on that side, one side on this side. But the corners are not touching each other. To be kosher apostle. I'll be apostle. Why? No, not touching each other. Four tefachim not touching each other. To be apostle. Why? It's not a raven. It's not a raven. There's a new halacha in sukkah, the walls need to be a raven. If the walls are not a raven, the sukkah is not kosher. When Azay state in the Ran, and that be'arif in Davov, look in the Ran, Dibur Amasri belefize, Davov and that be'arif, zok the Ran, velefize tzorich leizor, shelo iyo b'chol akronis asuke psochim, שכיוון שבאינן שליטפן אז דה הרייבון סוכה עשוי כמו וינמי על די פס ארבע או אי כשתיים דה הרייבון כוסבנו שאין צור אז הפסח מוי לסוכה שום דויפן נמצא שכשיש פסוחים בארבע תפונוסאו לקה שליטפן אז דה הרייבון וכן נראה מה שכוסב הרב הרצלוני So the Ran says if a person will have a sukkah with good walls, over in the corners, it's not closed, the sukkah will be possible, it's not a raven. And this is Shita Saran, is a new aloche that is nischadesh in Zayinu Mudalev. Omar Rav Simon, Movui, Oysa Loi Pas Arba Velovu, what is the chiddush here? The chiddush is the din of a raven. The chiddush is the din of a raven. You have to have the walls touching each other. So Rav Simon was missing it. So Be'etzem, we have a sugya before pas oisay tefach eichoy ma'amidoy. Can I get a yoitza? Simi tefes rosari. Can I get a yoitza? Now we have movui. Rav Yudah says it's the same sugya from before. Zog Rav Simon, I have a new problem, a new chisom. It's a dina reivon. The walls need to be touching each other. Yeah, the walls need to touch each other. The walls are not touching each other. It's a psul. So how you get the walls to touch each other? You make a pas arba with a lovut, and you get a sukkah here. You make a pas dalet in a lovut, and b'meile you get a lovut, and b'meile you have a reiva. You have a reiva. This is the way you get. So lefideran, we are the two good walls now. These are the two good walls. These are the two good walls, the ones that are near each other. These are the two walls. So with love, with love. What is the kash? What is the kash? It's a love. Memele. I have two good walls. No, it's a tnai to have a raven. It's a tnai to have a raven. Memele, if a zok deran la aloche, if you have a suk and you have psochim in the sides, lefi deran, they're not a raven. And this ran, stam, to be mamchish the sugya, before we go to the tifkeit of the sugya, this ran makes that a lot of sukkahs are possible. A lot of sukkahs are possible. Most of the sukkahs in the yeshivas are possible because of that. Moshe and the Mir, most of the sukkahs were possible last year. Why? The Moshe take the main. It's time to be mamchish the Ran. You have a sukkah, the Moshe in front of the main dining room. So they put a lot of schach. And they put this, today they use their mats, right? Now the problem is that the walls finish in the corners. The place, the chatzidir, is not straight. So when it comes to the corners, there was no schach in the corners, was no schach. So the man, there is no schach in the corners, there's no areivan. Right? If the schach doesn't reach the corners, and that corner is not areivan. The walls, more from Shalosh Tvachim. That's basic lovut. Achmeis is lovut, it's kesosim. I'm not. It's bringing after lovut. So lo yitzur, it's more from lovut. The sukkah could be possible. The Ran is mechadish. I want to be madgish. The Ran is mechadish that Rabbi Yudah and our sugya, the sugya from pas arba is nischadish. The first man the Omar said, the same tefach from before, take two walls, add a tefach. So Rabbi Yudah, I have a nushtikal teire. Now the Ran doesn't wait to Dav Zion to explain it. We'll see later the Lashonis Aran and Dav Zion. The Ran comes in Davov, And the words of Tanu Rabbanon, Shtayim Kehil Choson. What Kehil Choson? Moshe Rashi and Davov also did it. Even Rashi gave a picture. Look in Rashi, Davov Amud Beis. Kehil Choson, Kemin Gam. In the words of Shtayim Kehil Choson, the Aloch El Moshe Misinai, Rashi already says right away, shh. And what is Shtayim Kehil Choson? The next, shh. Rashi says has to have a shield. But the first Rashi in the Vav Amud Aleph Be'omud Beis Kemin Gam Rashi Zog Deran, that if this is the Pshat Amilis in Shtayim Kehil Choson is Machlekes Rav Yude V'Rav Simon. Rav Yude holds it only means a shiur, it doesn't mean the shape, and Rav Simon holds is Nischadish a shape, is Nischadish in Shtayim Kehil Choson Nischadish a shape. B'meile B'movu you don't have it. And while b'movu you don't have it, the male Rav Simon has a problem that the sukkah is not kosher because I don't have the arevon. Comes the pas arba and you put it near the wall. B'meile you have a arevon. So these are your two walls. These are your two walls. This is the way the Mishneh Berurah copies. The Mishneh Berurah says it klol. And tof reish lamed the avona and the ran. ומילא כיוון שאין לו ירבון ימיד בפוריס בגימל דהבי כלאות ונחשב כאילו היו דויפן שולם של זיין ובמילא גם בזה יש שתי תפניס סמוכס להדודי כמו אין למעלו שרציון יודע לפרן הורן, הורן he found it in the run. This is לחורה, the פשטס הדבור. What is שוור on that? Avada. So this is Avada the Pshat in the Ran. Just we have to go deeper. Avada the Pshat in the Ran is that Rabbi Yudah was Mechadesh, that is the Din of Arevon, and Rav Simon was Mechadesh, a new Din in Sukkah that is called Arevon. When you build the Sukkah, you have to know is a Tnai, that the walls need to touch each other. And if the walls are not touching each other, you can make a very nice Sukkah, but you want to make corners that people could come in. It's not a Arevon. I see a lot of sukkahs in big places, in all the places. They make nice sukkahs, a very good wall, just to make psochim. Even if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, shita sarah and tzuras ha-pesach, it's not called the definite sukkah. We'll see later, it's another chelik of the sukkah. B'meile, if you have psochim in the size, the psochim don't count. And b'meile, it's not called that you have a sukkah.
What?
One Arevon. Sure, meretzach of one, meretzach.
It has a lot of walls.
If it has, it's okay. I'm mamchish. I'm mamchish. It doesn't. I'm telling you, it doesn't. Now, you never knew a raven, so you never looked. I know a raven, so I go on every sukkah and I knock on the door. That's possible. People don't know that aloch of a raven. It says aloch of a raven. You want to argue again? What I answered you? What I answered you, Yankee? If it has, it's okay. No, come on. Is that a raven? Yeah. Now, the kasha is, if this is the pshat, lechaure, when you have a sukkah asuya kemovui, and you make a pas, and you have a pas arba with a lovud, so we explain now that my two walls that are revon are here. And this one really doesn't count. Grade, it's a wall. But this one, behetzem, doesn't count. But these are my two walls that are revon. These two walls are the Arevon. I need a Tzuras HaPesach from after the Pas Arba till the end or not? I need a Tzuras HaPesach from after the Pas Arba till the end or not? Again, I have a Sukkah Asuya Kemovui. I made a Pas Arba with a Lovut. I have a Pas Arba with a Lovut. From the Pas Arba till the other wall, I need a Tzuras HaPesach or not?
You want to make it a
Reva or stuff? No. I have two walls and I have a Reva. So I'm asking a Shaila. You need a Tzuras HaPesach from after the Pas Arba. Nachman, you need a Tzuras HaPesach from after the Pas Arba to the other wall or not? I'm asking a simple Shaila. You have two walls, Sukkah Asuya Kemovui. Rab Simon came and he said, you make a pas arba with a lovud. We explained, my real two walls are here. I need now a Tzuras HaPesach from after the pas arba. The other wall is far away, it's 10 tefachim away. Yes, we're not talking that it's very close. It's far away, 10 tefachim, the other wall. I need a Tzuras HaPesach from the pas arba to the other side or not? The Ran brings down a machlekes. The Ran brings down a machlekes. We'll see the Ran inside. The Ran is the Vov Amud Beis Zayin Vov Amud Beis in Dape Arif. Omar Lei Anoki Idoch Lish Hilkach. And Dibur Amasril Omar Lei. And Dibur Amasril Omar Lei in Vov Amud Beis in Dape Arif. Ikem and Omar the Davka Beshtaim Kil Chosoy the Sagile Betefach Soichek Bein and Tzuras HaPesach. Aval Besuke Asuye Kemovui. Bein Kevon de Ike Pas Arba Doifen Gomoru Suloi Boibo Tzuras HaPesach. As a man the Omar, that if you have a Suke Asuye Kemovui and you have a Pas Arba, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Vechiteim in Kein Heichem Mafsik Benayu. I'm going to the last four lines. Aval Aramba Beperik Dale Bilchus Suke de le Suke Asuye Kemovui Beinen Tzuras HaPesach. So the Ran says a machlekes, if you have Suke Asuye Kemovui and you have a Pas Arba with a Lovud, you need a Tzuras HaPesach from the Pas Arba till the end or not? The Ran brings one shita that you don't need. And the Ran himself brings down that the Rambam holds that you need. Again, you have Suke Asuye Kemovui and you have a Pas Arba with a Lovud. You need a Tzuras HaPesach from after the Pas Arba to attach it to the other side or not. One Shita holds you need, one Shita holds you don't need. So the Shita that holds that you don't need, it's very simple. I have already two good walls. Why I will need a Tzuras HaPesach? The other shita holds that you need. The other shita holds that you need. Why you need? Don't tell me stam because you need to attach everything to look attached. Say so maybe you need everything to be attached. The Ramah and this Beitzim the Shulchan Aruch, the Ran, the Ramah and Tofrei Shlamed, Seif Gimel says like this: if you have suke asuye kemovui, and you put a pas zayin, you don't need a tzuras haPesach anymore because you have good two arevans. So if you have Suke Asuye Kemovui, and then you have a Pas Zion, two walls and a Zion, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach from the Pas till the other side. But if the Suke is Kemin Movui and you have a Pas Arba with a Lovud, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. If you have Movui and you have Zion and then you have a space, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach. But if you have Movui, Arba, Velovud, then you need a Tzuras HaPesach to connect them. I want to read the Loshon HaRamo. And Tov Reish Lamed. Hoyu lo shtei tfane zuke neged zu b'neyem mefulosh. Oy se doifen shiyesh b'roch bo yidal etforim v'mashu. U ma'amid epochiz megim esomuch lo'echa m'shtei atfanes. V'beze tzorch lase Tzuras HaPesach shehiten kona min hapas. וישרים שאין צורך. צורך דרמו, אבל אם איקה דויפה זיין בלא אילובות, אין צורך צורס הפסח. אויל ואיקה דויפה זיין. So again, if we have two walls and we have the pas zayin, you don't need to connect them. But if you have two walls and a pas arba with a lovud, you need to connect the other side with a tzuras haPesach. Why? So the Goyen explains, because this man, the Omer, holds that Lovud doesn't count to make a wall. So while Lovud doesn't count to make a wall, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. If Lovud is mamish considered like a real wall, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach to connect them, because you have a Zayin and a Zayin. But while he holds that Lovud is not mamish a wall, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So again, so we have Shita Sarambam and the Ramo brings down, if you have Suka Asuye Kemovui and the Pas Zion, I have two good walls, I don't need to be connected with a Tzuras HaPesach. But if I have a Movui and a Pas Abba with a Lovud, I need to be connected. So I don't understand. I don't understand. If you have a Movui and a Pas Zion, you don't need to be connected. Why? Because I have two good walls. So why when I have a Pas Arba and a Lovud, I need to be connected? Because the Lovud is not a good wall. So how it makes a Raven? Mimonefshach. I want to explain it below this. The Ran was Mechadesh, that is a din, two walls of a Raven. Frek the Ran, and Movui, I don't have a Raven. I don't have a Raven. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a Raven. Rav Siman is Mechadish, you need a Raven. If you need a Raven, where is your Raven? Zog the Ram, the Pas Abba with the love, it gives me the Raven. I hear. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, it's a real wall. If it's a real wall, why it needs a Tzuras HaPesach till then? If it's not a real wall, I understand. But how we could paskin both things together? How the Ran could bring the Rambam? You're right. The Ran himself says, maybe a Taka doesn't need. And the Mishneh Berurah also brings down one sheet and maybe it doesn't need. That really holds. The love would really made a wall. Shiur Sholem, and it's good. But the Ran himself has a tzad that even so, you need something to connect. This is the kasha. Listen, this is the kasha. So to be mind me the dvorim. Again, we have Shita Saran that was Mechadesh. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Arevon. Rav Siman is Mechadesh Arevon. And the Ran Mikoyach that Paskin's a big sukkah that has Zion al Zion al Zion. But the walls are not connected. It's not called Arevon. It's possible. It's possible. It's a din Arevon. What happens in Sukkah Asuya Kemavui? It's not a raven. Comes the Pas Arba with the Lovud and makes a raven. Makes a raven. Makes it a raven. The Pas Arba with the Lovud makes a raven. Until we said for the Chazanish, these two walls are the ones that count. The other one doesn't count. You have to put him in the right place. But he doesn't count. The walls, my two walls are here, Zog the Chofetz Chaim. These are my two walls. Now the Shaila is, when you have two walls like this, and you have a third wall to the other side, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. If it's not Poetz Merub Elohim, it's good. And this is what the Ran said in the first Pshat, in Vav Amud Beis, that Ein Echanami, it doesn't need more. Oh, but the second sheet, the sheet as Rambam in the Ramo, that it needs a Tzuras HaPesach to connect the Pas Arba to the other side. Why? It's a why. Why is it? Why is it? If it's a good wall, the Torah says it's not a good wall. If it's not a good wall, it's not a raven. It's the lomda shekasha. If the Ran, we'll get the lomda. We'll get the chefs of the lomdas. The Ran is mechadish is two alochas in the tfanis. Seven and a raven. So the walls are not a raven. So the Ran, no, you're right, you need a raven. The lovud with the pasalba gives me a raven. B'meila, sukkah is not a raven, it's possible. B'meila, I understand. So if you tell me that when they have this, these are mamish two walls, like the chazanish, this is the shiur, the other one doesn't care, I don't need the tzuras HaPesach, it's good. And the Ran said like this in the beginning. But he brought down the shiur HaRambam, that you need to connect this one with this, with the tzuras HaPesach. You need to connect him with the tzuras HaPesach. In a good wall you don't need to connect. This is a good wall, this is not a good wall. This is a good wall, this is not a good wall. So if it's not a good wall, so how it gives me that raven? I'm missing that raven.
Never make it connect. Make it close.
When it's a good Zion, it doesn't need to be close. I'm not speaking on that side, we're speaking on the other side. The Tzuras HaPesach is to the other side. This is to this side. If it's okay, let's see. You want to say something there or is it like that? Those are the cash. Those are the cash. So let's Muchach in the Ran. Even the Steira stays in the Ran. We're going to the second Shlav in the Ran. The Ran never learned the way the Pashtus is that it's a din Arevon Mamish. That the walls need to be Arevon. If the walls need to be Arevon, we're having a good Kashe. Manavshach. If it's Arevon, so you don't need to ask a Pesach. It's a good wall. And if it's not Arevon, so it's not Arevon. The Teretz is the Ran learns the Tnai of Arevon is not a din that it has to be walls of Arevon. It's not allowed to be not Arevon. I want to explain. I know it sounds modern. It doesn't have to be a raven. It can be not a raven. It can be not a raven. Not that it has to be mamish a raven. It can be not a raven. I will explain. Loshen Aran. Loshen Aran Bayos. Shtayim de Arevon kemin gam she'eino nirois mefuloshes. They don't look that you could go through them. The Ran says a chidush, and this is a shtikel kula to some sukkas. The Ran says, and Dav Zayin and Dape Arif, we will see it later to answer a lot of kashas. The Ran says a chidush. He has a shveri gemore. What would be if a person is inside a big chotzer? And he has a sukkah she'asuya kemin movui. And he puts schach on top. The Ran says you don't need pas arba. You could do tefach seiche. Ah, it's not a raven. Zog the Ran, but no one could walk in. The whole soda is closed. Again, the soda is closed like the size of a bismedrash. In the middle of the soda, you make a little sukkah, two walls with schach. Zog the Ran, you don't need a raven. No one will walk through. I want to read the Ran. Look at the Ran. Four lines. Zayin Amudal. Look at the Ran. Zayin Amudalef and Dape Arif. Umuchach bagimore. Shaoise sukose bikei gavno. Kevon sheeinu mefuleshes legamri. Kmo yaoise sukose kemovui. Beemtza achotzer. Rochok mitfanois achotzer. Niteres betefer soichek. Pochois mishloisha somuch ladoifen. כשם שניתר הסוכה דה איזלה שתפנס דה הרייבון ולא יצריכו פס ארבע אלא בסוכה שהיא מפולשס ואין דויפן האמצוי כנגדו. The Ran is מחדש. There's no real din that the walls need to be a raven. They cannot be a passage. And if you block the people from 2 kilometers away, not near, Rechoyk is Arbe, not that these walls, not that these walls are Tech Daladamis, no one comes in, do we have the Aloch of Arevo? We'll explain, to be Mami the Shita. This is the first Shita of the Sugya, Shita Saran. Again, Tchilas Asugi the Ran boys. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Arevon. Rabbi Simon holds from Arevon. We staying with that. And if Rabbi Yehuda, Movui is good without no Arevon. Rabbi Simon is Mechadish, is a Din Arevon. And we said the Ran passes a Sukkah that the corners are open because the walls are not Arevon. This is we staying with. But the Ran is going to the next step. But what I need in Arevon is not Mamish Achevtsev Arevon. Not mamish a chevtzev areivon. Not the chevtzev areivon. I need that it will not be mefulish. And if it's not mefulish, b'meile I don't have a chisorn of areivon. I don't have a chisorn of areivon. If it's not mefulish, I don't have a chisorn of areivon. B'meile, what the Pas Arba does, it breaks the Pilush. But these are not my two walls. Where's my really two walls? On the other side. I need a Tzuras HaPesach. Chazni should be wrong. These are not two walls. Not like the Mishabur says it. These are not the two walls. These are the two walls. Is a problem of Pilush? I could separate it. Dahainu. B'shlav Aleph, we were Mechadish in the Ran, is the second Din of Arevon. Is the second din of a raven. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from a raven. Rabbi Simon holds from a raven. That's a din day reise. Rabbi Simon is a din day reise. You need a raven. Mishnah Berurah explains who are the two walls. These are the two walls. This is where everyone learns. Chofetz Chaim, Chazanish. Until we understand that Imam is two good walls, till you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Now he's saying, yeah. But the Ran doesn't have to learn that these are the two walls. Could be love attack, it doesn't make a wall. And even so, it'll be good. Why it'll be good? Because it's not mefulish. Ah, it's not a good wall. Yeah. A good wall, love doesn't count for a wall. That the second sheet holds, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. One side, love counts. But on the side of love doesn't count for a wall. So this will not be my wall. These will be my walls. I said, what the lover does, it takes away the mefulash. How it could do it? We see from the Ran. You build a sukkah in the middle of a chotzer. Rochek me'atfan es arbe. Zog deran, en baya. En baya. It's not mefulish. So maybe I'm saying, sometimes, these chatzeres, that I said it, a lot of sukkahs apostle, nefideran, apostle legamre, there's no suffix about it, but could be that if it's inside a chotzer, but the shiva doesn't help because it's open, people can walk and go. But if it's in a closed chotzer that people cannot come in, so even if the sukkah himself is mefulish and in the corners you don't have schach, then it could be good. So some sukkahs will be good. But vinitvi, before we go to the Rosh, the Ran's shita is, what is machlekes Rav Yudah v'Rav Simon? If it's a din arevon or not a din arevon. Rav Yudah did not hold from arevon. They made a mavui with a little piece is good. Rav Simon is mechadish is a din arevon. Just we could take it very much. Mamish a din arevon. Mamish a din arevon in ganzen. Arevon. Tfan is arevon. And this more geschmack belongs. The din is the tfan is have to be arevon. The tfan is have to be arevon. As is mashma in Rashi. When Rashi starts the suge, kiil choson, he gives a picture. Arevon. Oh, who learned that bichlal? What is Megea now? There's two walls. Later you have to attach them. Attach them. Rashi starts masech tevov. Shterches kiiches es shtaim. Arevon, this is the din, Arevon. The Ran says, it's only the fear of your Simon, Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold from it, Bichlal. You don't need to us, what? Walls that are not good, you need to us a Pesach. Well, later, there's the suga later, you need to us a Pesach. Again, the word of a Tefach needs to us a Pesach, state.
So you have to choose
sidewalls. But you need a third one, every wall that is not good needs to us a Pesach. More later, if you have two good walls, the third one needs the Tzuras HaPesach. Avnei Kulay. The Tzuras HaPesach is the Tzuras HaPesach. The Shlishis need the Tzuras HaPesach. As they say it in the Gemara. If the Shlishis is not made from material of seven, it needs the Tzuras HaPesach. As they say, we'll have to explain it later. But this is Rav in the next sugya, yeah? That when the third one is not a good wall, so some hold, yeah, but love within four is like mamish like a wall. Say that. That is one shita. Abba shita is a Rambam, and the Rambam brings down that even if love with the goyin cannot be mashlim to the shiur of tfanis, love does not mashlim to the shiur of tfanis, but mainly you need a tzuras HaPesach. The love needs a tzuras HaPesach. Kol ze shita saran. The Rosh is choylek, and the Rosh learns was never said adin evareivon. A sukkah that is made from four good walls, even if they have corners, avada is kosher. They have to be attached, poets merube or not, so as a pesach. But if you have four good walls, is no din evareivon bichlal. Is no din evareivon bichlal if you the Rosh. So what is the pshat in Rav Simon? Why Rav Simon needs a pas arba? Why Rav Simon needs a pas arba? Zog the Rosh, I'll tell you why you need a pas arba. The pshat is as a, in a regular sukkah that is like a L, it's a raven, so it looks very stark, right? So a tefach soichik will make it. When they're so far from each other, it doesn't look so good. So you need a pas arba to make it. Die. We'll read a second in the Rosh. It's four lines in the Rosh. Avada is no din arevon. Sukkahs don't need arevon. But shlishi stefach, when it's attached to two strong walls that look like an L, that look like a closed place, and you attach a little bit, no. It already looks good. But we have two walls that are not attached, the shlishi needs a little bit koyach. A pas arba will give it a koyach. And he says the following. Rav said you need a Tzuras HaPesach, right? The Shlishis need a Tzuras HaPesach. So some wanted to say that here you will not need a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rosh, why not? What you have in the Pas Arba is equal to what you have in the Tefach Soichik. It's equal to what you have in the Tefach Soichik. Tefach Soichik is a shtickle wall. Pas Arba is also a shtickle wall. I want to read a couple lines in the Rosh inside. Look in the Rosh and Simon Vov, the last four lines, the last five lines. Simon Vov. Before that, maybe 10 lines. The sukkah asuya kemovui mistabr lemeimar kevon shetzorch bedeifen ashlishi pasdalet v'mashu כשאתה מעמיד בפורס משלוי ששמו לדויפן לצור צור עשה פסח ויש שפוסקו כך ויש אמרים מדי כאומר בגימור עם מיישנו אוסם דסגלה בטפח סויחק ומשן יגבור האוסם דיקי שלטפנס דהריבון סבי בטפח סויחק אלמה. These are the words. Yisroin atikun b'mechitzes gruois de loy areivon mashvi oisom lemechitzes toivis leatir b'tikun gerua v'shkulim em leinian tzuras ha-pesach. Zog de rosh pas arba b'movui two bad walls, pas arba is equal to two good walls with tefach soichik. Tefach soichik needs a tzuras ha-pesach, pas arba also needs. Steht in der Rosh. Tchilas Advorim. Steht in der Rosh. Rav Simoy never came to Mechadesh Adin Areivon. You know what he said? He said one thing. Before I said, we'll start like this. I'll say the Yoifi before for the Oymek. A numo suki like a L. Rav Yudah said before, where you put the little piece? In the edge. Edge, a little piece is enough. Rav Simon said, it's not enough. I like more. Tefach Soichik. Suke Mavui. Zog Rav Yudah, I told you, you put a little edge, doesn't make a difference. Zog Rav Simon, you remember I like a lot? So dear, that it looked like an L, Tefach Soichik was enough. Here that it looked bad, I want a really big piece. It's Rav Simon Leshitosoi. It's not a Numach Leikis, if it's a Dina Raven or not. Rav Yudah and Rav Simon is the Zelda Machleikis. Dainu. Lefi deram, Rav Yudah and Rav Simon had a Machleikis where to put the Tefach. It's over. Now we have a Machleikis b'movui, if it's a Dina Raven or not. If it's no Dina Raven, so Rav Yudah will say Keneged Ayoitzer, Rav Simon will say Tefach Seichik. Rav Simon was Mechadish, and no Zechidish, Pung, the same name, he was Mechadish as a Dina Raven. No Shaykh to the Rav Simon before. Pung Rav Simon, Alam always see, well, he was learning the Sugyas. So we have a lot of memories in his name in the sugya. Lefi de Rosh, no shaychas. We have a sukkah like a El. Omar Rav Yudah keneged ayoyitze. Zog Rav Simon, please, much more. Tefach soichik. Kemovu is like Rav Yudah, I told you, keneged ayoyitze. Where you want, you could put it. Vos bizla, the zol bezach. So Rav Simon, no, you remember, I didn't like there a little bit. I wanted a big piece there. Here, I need even a bigger piece. I need even a bigger piece. How much I need here? Pas arba. But it's Reb Simon dik. It's Reb Simon dik. The Zelda Reb Simon. Zog Reb Simon tefach soichek. Loshen HaGemor is so gishmak. Maishna osom Reb Simon that you said tefach soichek. And here you need a pas arba. We ask even Reb Simon and Reb Simon.
Why
tefach arba? What? You're asking a good kasha. Who told him bichlal? I want to explain. Aaron's asking Givaldik a kasha. Bishleim, if it's a Dina Reivon, Hashem said a Reivon. So you try to make a Reivon. But if the Pshat is like this, Hashem said a Tefach. Before Rab Simon said where to put the Tefach, put him like this. Now, you need more. You know what? Give Arba. Where Hashem said Arba? Hashem said a Tefach. Hashem said a Tefach. Where Hashem said Arba? The Teretz is... The Rosh learns that the din of Tefach Soichik is a din de Rabbonon. Hashem never said it. Chazal, Rab Simon came. Chazal said that you need to make it in such a tzura. Zog in Chazal, in such a place, you need to do more. Avad, if you learn the sugya deraisa, it doesn't make sense. So I want to be maimi the dvorim. My mom is holding it. Tchilas amodas advorim. We have a machleikis rishonim and davon of the Gemara. The Ran learns Machlekes Rab Yudah and Rab Simon is no shaykes to the sugya before. Is a new sugya, is a Dina Raven or not? And we said two mehalchim in the Ran. Mamish that the Dina Raven in the Tfanes or Dina Raven in the Suke, not in the Tfanes. The Rosh Bichlal never learned us in a sugya from a Raven. There's no Dina Raven. When you want to add that Tefach, Rab Yudah said you add a piece where you want. Rav Simon says, you remember before I said Tefach Soichek? Here I'm asking to add a choshev a piece. Here I'm asking to add a choshev a piece. So if someone will ask us, La Aloche Lefi Derosh, if a person has a sukkah, Zion, 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 and Zion, and it's open in the side, it's kosher or not? Kosher or not? Shmuel, kosher or not? Avad a kosher. So the main lechure, kobe nesan les yud is a mistake. It's so poshe, kobe nesan les yud, he brings the ram and the rosh. It's two different sugyas. He found the ram that if the corners is open, it's not good, so he brings it. But no shaychas. We're learning it two different sugyas. Two different sugyas, mamish likor av zeh lezeh. Likor av zeh lezeh, it's mamish tzvi andere sugyas. So Hashem, tomorrow we'll go deeper.